Dreamscape presents Ever Faithful, a Vintage National Parks Novel by Karen Barnett, narrated by Anne Richardson. In memory of Billy Barnett, who always had a teacher's heart, and to all those who work to change lives through education, including the teachers in my own family, Patty, Janelle, and Johnny. A thousand Yellowstone wonders are calling. Look up and down and round about you. John Muir, Our National Parks, 1901. 1. April 1933, Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. Elsie closed her eyes for a moment and breathed in the steamy air, imagining she stood beside Grand Prismatic Spring instead of the massive laundry boiler in the back of the Mammoth Hot Springs Lodge. She tucked a damp curl behind her ear before loading another stack of folded bedsheets and towels onto the molly cart. After pushing it through the swinging doors, she rolled the cart down the wooden ramp, the outside air a welcome respite. 2 more summers, 3 at most, that's all it would take. Mary stood waiting, fiddling with the pink kerchief protecting her pale blonde hair.
There you are! If we get these last housekeeping cabins finished in time, we can meet Hal and Bernie at the cafeteria for lunch.
She flashed a smile at Elsie.
You'll come, won't you?
Elsie guided the cart's wheels through the icy slush on the sidewalk. You've only been back in Yellowstone 2 days and you're already angling for dates? I thought you told me you weren't seeing pack rats anymore. Pack rats, pillow punchers, pearl divers. The concession staff had a language all its own, and it all sounded like more laughs than being boring old porters, maids, and dishwashers. The rangers lumped the lot of them together, calling them all savages. No one could remember how the ridiculous name was chosen, but it had stuck for close to 50 years already.
Hal's been promoted to front desk at the hotel. Hadn't you heard? And though he's hardly the man of my dreams, I don't see any better choices around here at the moment.
Mary leaned in with a conspiratorial air.
I hear the new gear jammers are coming in a couple of weeks. They always hire the best-looking fellas to drive the tour buses.
That's probably why the jammers are notorious for having a girl at every stop. Elsie veered left to avoid a puddle. I'd like to join you for lunch, but I need to run home and check on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?